Amen. God is awesome. All the time. Amen. Fellas, if you get that water ready, that's all right. God is so awesome. Yeah, there was these guys were sitting in a coffee shop. One guy looked at the other and says, "You got a newspaper I can borrow?" And the man looked at him and said, "You need to get with the times, dude. You are back in old school." Said, "You don't need a newspaper. You need an iPad." And so he handed over his iPad. He said, "Okay, thanks." And then he swatted the fly with it. He handed back the iPad to him and said, "The fly never knew what hit it." Praise God, praise God. We've been talking about Pentecost. Last week we talked about Pentecost and we talked about the promise. And so we're going to do a couple of slides talking about the promise. Then we're going to go right in to talking about the power blessing. How many know that God wants us to have power? Look at somebody and tell them, God wants you to have power. Amen. God didn't have a weak church that has lost its fight. Instead, God gave us power to engage. Amen. God wants us to engage in the battle. God wants us not to lose our hope and to lose our battle. Amen. So now, let's just look in the book of Acts. I'll stand for the reading of God's words. God is so awesome in our lives. He does so many things for us that we can't do for ourselves. If we'll just trust Him, If we'll trust Him, God will do something special today. I mean, when you leave this place, you'll go, "Wow, look what God did." Got your Bible turned to Acts chapter 2 while I adjust this thing. No, ma'am, I'm not going to use my stool today. Amen. And when the day of Pentecost, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And it appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded, because every man heard them speak in their own language. And they were amazed and marveled, and said one to another, "Behold, are not these which speak Galileans? And here we hear every man speak in our own tongue, wherein we were born." And it goes through all of the nationalities that were there. And then verse 12 says, "And they were amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this?" Stretch forth your hands this way. God, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to be in your house, God, to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. God, there is absolutely nothing that happens to us, Lord, that you're not in control of. I ask you right now, Lord, to touch and anoint Father in such a way, Lord, that we'll know that you've been with us, Lord. Help us, God, to see this day with an open heart and an open mind and an open spirit. Father, you're an awesome God, and you're more than enough for what we need. In the name of Jesus we pray, and the church said, on the way down, say, "I'm sure glad, as hot as it is, I'm sure glad I'm going to heaven." Tell somebody that. It's definitely hot. I was riding down Possum Track this morning and saw two hound dogs chasing a rabbit, and it was so hot they were all three walking. Now, they just slide from last week, the promise, power from on high, Luke 24. Now, where'd the guys go with my water? Are they here yet? They're coming. Okay, well, I'm having to wait. Maybe we got a little water. So the guys had to go to Durham's Creek and back. Amen. I was going to explain the promise. Of course, we got to have the water bucket here. I'll go ahead and read it. The Bible says in Luke 24 and 49, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." That word endued means to be clothed. It means to be submerged. And power actually is dunamis, which is, a lot of people like to say dunamis is dynamite, where we get the word dynamite. No, that's not where we get the word dynamite. Dunamis is where we get the word dynamo. There's a difference. Dynamite is you blow up and that's it. Dynamo is a power that keeps reproducing itself and getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So it's power from on high, more than enough, and it's from God. Joel 2:28 says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions." Now, when Jesus came to these guys were hid. They were hid. They were thinking about going back to fishing. They were discouraged. They didn't know what to say, what to do. It was really, really bad on these guys. And they actually had lost their fight. There's somebody in here. Here they come. Come on, fellas. That's all right. Drop it if you have. I mean, drop some of it. It's all right. It's anointed. It's hope. That's enough. Come on, bro. Bring it with you. What happened to the clear? Oh, y'all broke the clear one. Okay, then I'll just use the picture then. And that broke. Y'all fellas are stronger than you thought. Amen. Y'all are anointed with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Like I told him,
I got this. He just said, he told DC he'd mess up a one-man rock fight. Okay, I'm going to have to do it this way then, since that's not clear. And y'all can't really, well, I can still do it that way. Before you're born again, you're empty. We did this last week. Before you're born again, you're empty. Amen? You're just an empty shell. When you're born again, then God's Spirit dwells within you. You're a part of the body of Jesus Christ. Now out of your belly is flowing rivers of living water. But now, God says there's another blessing for you. And that blessing is, this gets you ready for heaven. This gets you ready to participate in what God's got for you. Because the Bible says that we participate in heavenly blessings down here. Amen? I don't have to wait to get to heaven to experience God's glory. Amen? But now God says, I want you ready for warfare. And I want you to be ready to witness for me. So if you're going to be witness, there's going to be warfare. Then here's what's got to happen. You got to be, and trust me, even though you can't see it. There it is. That's what I was going to do. What I was going to show you. See, I'm putting it down here. I'm submerging it. So now what God wants to do is, wants to submerge you in the Holy Ghost. Now this is different. One gives you power to get to heaven. The other one gives you power to fight on earth. Amen? And so here's where God wants us at. He doesn't want us to be weak and undone and wonder how we're gonna make it from one service to the next and how we're gonna stand up and all this stuff. God wants us to know that we've got more power than we ever need. Matter of fact, like I said, don't raise your hand. But I can promise you, there's some people in here today that have lost your will to engage. Amen? Lost your will to engage. God's got something more important. God's got something powerful for us. But if Satan can keep us dangling in what if and what could be and all that, then we got a problem. Amen? So here's what you to remember now. Bethlehem, y'all say this to me. Bethlehem is God with us. Bethlehem is God with us. Calvary is God for us. Pentecost is God in us and upon us. Amen? So now let's go to Acts chapter 2 again. We're going to talk about this. It says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Now here is the birth of the church. You know, I have been involved with a lot of births, not only my own kids and my grandkids, but also as a pastor I've had a chance to stand in, and as a chaplain. I stood there with the father, or stood in the waiting room, or stood around where the babies were. I have yet to see a non-essential birth. A live birth is an awesome thing, and it always has something going on, amen? Always. There's always noise. There's always things happening. And the same way with the church. When God built His church, the day the church was born, on the day of Pentecost, the church was born with power. Amen? God didn't just sweep us in under the rug so the world wouldn't see us. God didn't just say, "Here, y'all come on in and sneak in, and we'll try to find a way to make a difference." No, because when He gave the birth of the church, He also gave, look, the birth of the power blessing. Y'all say that, power blessing. The birth of the power blessing. One more time. The birth of the power blessing. Amen. God didn't just give us, pat us on the back and say, y'all have a good time at church this morning. God said, I want you to make a difference. I want you to have the will to engage. I want you to have the power to engage. And I want you to have the wisdom to engage. And so how he did it was, he gave us the power of the Holy Ghost. So now let's just kind of go a little bit through this, and I won't keep you long today. How many's seen how hot it was? It's going to get hotter. Amen. Like somebody said, it's going to get hotter. It's going to get hotter. This week it's going to get hotter, but it's going to be okay. All right? So now watch this. Watch this out. God's church was meant to be a powerful presence in this world. Look at somebody and say, we're to make a powerful presence, a big splash. Somebody say, look, Brandon just made a big splash when he come up here. Amen. We're supposed to be so full of the Holy Ghost that when we walk, we're supposed to make a splash. Amen. See, you didn't even realize you were being a good example. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. God was using you for a wonderful example. So now watch this. The church was meant to be a powerful presence in this world, full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Where the ministry of the Spirit is absent, the church will be a breathless body. But the Spirit, the Bible says it's the Spirit that quickeneth. Amen? And so it's important. It is so direly important that we be filled with the Spirit. So here's the place of the blessing. I love this, just a few short verses, but they're so full and so rich. I want you to listen to this very carefully. The Bible says, the place of the blessing, they were all with one accord in one place. Now in the Greek, I was reading it in the Greek. And the Greek says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together. Think about this now. They were all together. Do you know there's a lot of folks in this world that are together, but they're not together? There's a lot of marriages that are together, but they're not together. There's a lot of families that are together, but they're not together. God doesn't want us just to come together as a body. God wants us to be together. Amen? All together, meaning that we're thinking alike, that we're having the same expectations, that we're moving in the same direction, that we're not just all here scattered around, loosely trying to figure out what to do. God has a plan. And that is, if we're all together, something special happens. Psalm 133 says, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell in unity. The Bible says, one will chase a thousand, two will do what? Put 10,000 to flight. Wow, look at that. One will chase a thousand. Look at that kind of power. But can you imagine, once you hook up with somebody else, now you can put 10,000 to flight. That's what God wants us to do in this last day. When the blessing came, the Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now here's how you do it. After Passover, you take that first Sabbath after the Passover, the first Sunday, and you count 50 days after that. 50 days after that was the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks was also called Pentecost. It's when you gave the wave offering. You took the sheaves and you weighed it and thanked God for a bountiful harvest. Amen? Pentecost is here for a harvest. How many knows that? It's not just here so you can feel good. It's not just here so you can think, wow, that was an awesome service today. It's here so you can have the power to do extraordinary. This is to do ordinary things in an extraordinary way. To be a better daddy, be a better mama, to be a better worker. To understand things for God to speak to you in a better way. And so here it is, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. How many know that God always operates in the fullness of time? The Bible says in the fullness of time in Galatians 4 that God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, in the fullness of time. So now I want you to show you something here. Y'all know there was 120 in the upper room, amen? 120. How many knows how many heard that promise given on that day of that ascension? Guess how many were there? 500. 500. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:6, over 500 heard that promise. So go back to Jerusalem and tarry until you be endued with power from on high. So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it had already gone down from 500 to 120. Wow. That's amazing. You know, it's amazing how we all can hear God give us a promise. We can all hear God tell us what He wants to do, but many times we'll give up before we can get it. We'll stop on the verge of a miracle. Some of us in here, think about the times you quit just before God was about to move in your life. You can't give up. You can't stop. Amen? When the day of Pentecost was fully come, I'm here to tell you this morning, some of y'all have got a promise from God Don't give up. Well, I've prayed for years and I haven't seen it come to pass yet. Don't give up. But I've been holding on to this promise for so long, and I wonder if God's ever heard me. He's heard you. Don't give up. Because there's a full time coming. And when the time is fully come, the devil and nobody else can stop what God's got for you. Amen? God's got His time. Don't give up. Look at somebody and tell them, don't give up. Amen. So here it is. How the blessing came. Suddenly, there was a mighty rushing wind and cloven tongues as a fire. That word suddenly, I love this. That word suddenly means just to appear. I love the other words, shine. My favorite is show. You know, it's amazing how God, you know, in just one day can change your situation. One day, just one day, one hour, one moment, one prayer, and God can show off. He can show what He can do for you. Amen? The Bible says in Psalm 126:1, when God turned the captivity, turned our captivity, it was like we're in a dream. We wake up and now we're full of smiles. We're full of laughter. We're full of joy. Some of y'all in here, get ready. You're getting ready to have your captivity turned around. Trust God for suddenlies in your life. Everybody in here, hold on. What seems like forever changed in a moment. The same way, God's got a suddenly just for you today. Look at somebody and say, suddenly's coming. A suddenly's coming. Come on, y'all get, go ahead and put some life in it. A suddenly's coming. A suddenly's coming. Come on, somebody else. A suddenly is coming. God's got something for you. Don't let the devil steal it. It may not happen when you expect it, but in the fullness of time, when everything is right, a suddenly will take place, and you'll know that God has done what He said and promised that He would do. Amen? And then next, it says that it came as mighty wind and tongues of fire. You know what that is? That's symbolic of a personality that cannot be limited and cannot be controlled by the will of man. There's a lot of people trying to control us. There's a lot of people in the government trying to control us. There's a lot of folks in this world that would love to control us. But you know what? Let me tell you something. God is the only one I want controlling me. Amen? He's the only one I want to know that's got control of my reins. Amen? The Bible says it's a reality that cannot be denied. The Bible says once this happened, all the nations under the earth or under the sun heard the wonderful works of God in their own language. They were saying these guys are drunk. How can they say they're drunk? Because these guys are talking for everybody to understand them. It was reality. It's reality today. God wants us to be full of the fire. The reason? Because He wants to rock this place. He wants to rock this world. It's not long before the Lord comes back. It's not long before the Antichrist takes over. And God wants to have a good old last stand. Acts 17:6, the Bible says, here are those guys that turned the world upside down. And let me ask you a question. How many guys was that? Two. Paul and Silas. It said, here's the guys that turned the world upside down. Two. Wow. You know what? You can turn the world upside down in your job. You can turn the world upside down in your family. You can turn the world upside down in the church. You can do all kinds of things. One will chase 1,000, two, 10,000 of light. God wants us to know that we can make a difference. To whom the blessing came? It said upon each of them, and they were all filled. God's not a respecter of persons. Everybody that was waiting, every believer was filled with the Spirit. There's a lesson there too. Every believer can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Y'all get... It's working. Okay. Everybody can be filled with the Spirit. Amen? And the effects of the blessing produced were twofold. First, upon themselves, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were possessed and controlled by the power of Almighty God. Wow. Wow, that's awesome. And number two, the others were amazed and they even mocked. And they said, what meaneth this? I love this. What meaneth this? What's going on here? This isn't church as usual. What's going on here? These are the same guys that were hiding just a few days ago. These are the same guys that were afraid just a few days ago. These are the same guys that were going back to their old self because nothing was working just a few days ago. The Bible says the gift of the Holy Spirit was a source of amazement to some and mockeries to others. Let's just talk about what it does mean. We can look through the book of Acts, or the second chapter of Acts, and we can find all of these things that it said. Verse 33, what does it mean? He who died for our sins is now exalted at the right hand of the Father. He who had died on the cross, beat beyond recognition, rose again, and not only did he rise again, but he ascended to the Father. He's sitting at the Father's right hand. Now this aggravated the religious group because the religious group that was in charge at the time were the Sadducees. And the Sadducees were sad, you see, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. That's right. They were sad, you see, because they didn't believe that you rose from the dead. And so now Jesus is not only to rise from the dead, he's at the Father's right hand. And they're working miracles through the power of God. So first it means that Jesus made it to the Father. Aren't you glad that Jesus is at the Father right now for you? Come on, y'all. Number two, it means fulfillment of prophecy. For the Bible says in verse 16, "But this is that which is spoken of by the prophet Joel, and it says, 'It shall come to pass in the last days, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams.'" The next one, Christ has the power to fulfill his promise. Amen. The Bible says in chapter 1, verse 4, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you should be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Also, it's power for testimony. Again, this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. My sons and daughters, I'm going to pour out my spirit, and they're going to prophesy, see visions, and they're going to dream dreams, and they're going to tell everybody about Jesus. Also, it means the fullness of blessing for every believer. God didn't just pick and choose and say a certain amount of you. He said all of you can be full. Peter said unto them, "Repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Also, verse 7, it shows us that God can use weak things. And they're all amazed, saying one another, "Behold, aren't these men that speak Galileans?" These guys don't know this languages. They don't know this. What's going on? And then finally, verse 21, it means that God wants all men to be saved. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." After they got through talking, they went on back in. That was the end of it. They just went on back in, said good service, and just went on about their way. The Bible says that they went everywhere preaching the word. Guess how many got saved in the very first service? It was 3,000 saved. Later on, there's 5,000 saved. In just a couple of weeks, there's more than 12,000 saved. God is so awesome. Can you imagine just having a service here in Edward where everybody in Edward gets saved? Can you imagine that? You know, instead of building more drug rehabs, instead of building a bigger jail, one service, everybody gets saved. It would kill organized crime. It would kill drug trade. It would kill it all if we could have a service like that. Well, we don't need more government in this. We need more God. And how do we do it? Get filled with the Spirit. Now next week is Father's Day, so it's going to be a little different. We're going to go back to Father's Day, but the following week, we're going to talk about some of the results of Pentecost. Right now, sister, can you come play something? One of y'all, whoever's playing, play something kind of peppy. I want everybody to stand. God is awesome. God, oh, come on, God is awesome. We all, every last one of us, God wants to use us. There's not one person in here that God said, I don't need them. There's not one person here that said, God said, you know what? They've been too bad. They've been too wrong. God wants to use every one of us. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to open this altar. First off, if you have a need from God, I want you to come. Let God meet that need. Number two, I want you to ask God to use you. To use you powerfully. God has special need for you. He needs you at your work. He needs you at your family. He needs you at your job. He needs you. One person can turn the world upside down. One person can turn the world upside down. Your world. All that will, come and pray. All that will, come and pray. God, we need you. God, we need you. God, we need you. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. God, I don't want just to be a pew setter. God, I want to be a trendsetter. Father, I want Satan to tremble when I step outside the walls of this church, knowing that I've got power, knowing that I've got anointing, knowing that God's got me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, right now for touching my brother. I thank you for a healing touch. Lord, let the doctors see it, know it, and understand that you've done something powerful in him right now. And I thank you for it, Lord. And also, God, you know the other desires, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Father, I love you. Father, I love you. Father, I love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. 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 You're awesome, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory to the Lamb of God. You're awesome. You're awesome, God. You're awesome. Thank you, Father. Glory. 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 It to rest I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Sing it. I am blessed every day that I'm. Thank you, Father. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. One more time. I am blessed. I am blessed every day. Come on, church. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I want you to look at somebody and tell them, God ain't called you to be a pew sitter. Tell them, God ain't called you to be a pew sitter. God's called you to be a trendsetter. A trendsetter. Amen? God's got something special for us. Come back tonight. We got a good service tonight too. But trust God. And remember, God wants you to have power and anointing. Amen? Amen. Let's get ready to close down service. Brother Dudley, will you just miss us in prayer, please?